I'd watched the US Apprentice, and it was very and based in New York. Hardcore. Yep. Makes ours just look so easy.
Yes.
Talking about that.
Hey.
Did you see it last night? It was in Edinburgh. Drop everything, hod the bus. It was near us. Even if you don't normally watch The Apprentice, it was time to tune in, wasn't it?
It was exciting. Oh, that's such and such. Oh, look out, and that's such and
oh,
such.
Yeah, oh, no, that, yeah. Oh, I know where they are.
Oh, I know
where
him. They are. Oh, I know her.
And that guy, yeah. The guy that really annoys me, I don't know any of their names this year, but the one who's got really blue eyes.
The one who's got really blue eyes. The blonde-haired guy,
really,
Alan.
He's the wrestler
Let's
guy.
Let's call him Alan.
He's the wrestler guy. He says, they only eat fried things in Scotland. They only eat fried things, deep-fried Mars
How
bars.
Rude.
And the girl with the voice... she says, do you have to speak Scottish?
Yeah, and I can hardly understand a word that she says.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
A cheek. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was very good, and it's all about meatballs, and what was the other thing they cooked up?
Oh, it's Scott the... Pot. Scott Pot. It was
Scott
a posh, expensive...
Pot. They went to the Balmoral to get that sorted out, didn't they?
I know.
Anyway, I'm told that we have a caller on the line. I think he's a guy called... Is it Robin Irvin? Robin?
Yes, that is Robin,
Robin.
Yes.
So what happened then? Did you just stumble across this?
Well, we were out for a few Sunday afternoon drinks in the grass market, and this group of people started jumping around about trying to get us to buy some meatballs. So we decided to get some. It was actually the blonde girl, the pizza girl.
Is that the one that got fired?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
Oh.
Indeed. Yeah, and she told us they were Michelin-starred meatballs. Which was a wee bit of a fib, anyway.
Well, the quality of them are a bit dubious, weren't they?
They were disgusting.
Yeah, well, were they? Were they?
They were horrendous.
On the actual show itself, they showed sort of a picture of somebody. I think it was when they were at the football ground, giving a thumbs up, like, oh, yeah, lovely, but...
No, it was they were disgusting.
Really, really?
Did you get a camera in your face when you were eating them?
No, I had no idea. I'd had a few drinks, so I didn't really notice it until afterwards. And to be fair, even though they were disgusting, I did eat every single last bit.
You do when you've had a few to drink, don't
exactly.
you? Anything, even a kebab tastes good when you've had a drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. They should have done the challenge late night after all the pubs were emptying, and then they...
About half past one. About half past one would
be better. They well sold them all, wouldn't they?
Did nobody suss at all? Okay, I know you'd had a few drinks, but did no one suss at all that this was The Apprentice that was being filmed?
No, well, I started talking to him, and I turned round, and that, you know that Nick guy? The guy with the glasses?
Uh-huh.
Oh, was he there?
He was standing there looking at me, sort of quizzically, when I was chewing my food, which I sort of thought was a bit strange. And then I turned round, and then there was someone else with a camera, and I thought, so I went into the pub and told my friend, said, by the way, The Apprentice is outside, and they all ran outside and got some.
Amazing. Imagine, that's a funny moment, isn't it? Digging in a meatball, looking up, and Nick Heward, who's obviously now on Countdown as well, is standing looking at you like, bizarre.
And he had that funny little face that he does when he looks down his glasses as well.
Did he have any orchestral musical notes playing whenever he raised an eyebrow like it?
not that I heard.
Can I get to the point about the price of the meatballs? Because I seem to recall that they weren't particularly cheap. I suppose if you're drinking in the grass market, mind you can afford it.
Well, it's because she told me they were Michelin-starred meatballs. Michelin meatballs. I'm not kidding. She said they were Michelin-starred meatballs. I thought, that's quite good for $5.99.
Do they taste more like Michelin tyres than...
I would have rather eaten a Michelin tyre.
So, from your opinion...
To be honest, a few of us were not feeling the greatest the next day, to be fair.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't know if that was the beer related or the meatballs.
Oh, it's not going to be the beer, is it?
And in your opinion, then, you were actually sold your Michelin tyres by the lady that got fired. Should she got fired?
Should the pizza bird get fired? Yes, definitely. Making me sick.
Maybe. But it was your moment of stardom, wasn't it? Even though perhaps you didn't make it to the final edit, you made it onto Kingdom Breakfast this morning.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Catch you later.